Despite spending 8 years and several million euros fighting to not take the money, Ireland lost and will now get 14 billion euros from Apple after the European Court of Justice upheld the ruling of the European Commission that the tech giant had benefited from unfair and illegal tax arrangements and hadn't paid enough tax here with the help of the government. Dara O'Brien is with us. He's Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Dara O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
The highest European court said Ireland was wrong. The highest European court agreed with the Commission that Ireland broke the rules and offered illegal state help to Apple. Do you accept that?
Of course we accept the judgment. This follows on a judgment from the GCEU, which supported Ireland, and obviously the lower court that was appealed by the Commission, as you've outlined, and overruled by the CJEU. Of course, government respect and accept that decision. This is a legacy tax. We've made many significant changes to our corporation tax regime in the intervening period. This dates back as far, you know, to most recently 1991 and 2007. So, of course, government, as the Minister for Finance said yesterday, fully respect and accept the decision.
Okay.
And that goes without question.
What's stopping you from making a pledge now to using the windfall Apple billions to build social and affordable housing?
Well, I think firstly, our focus is on the budget preparation, and we're only a couple of weeks from there to bring forward a fair, equitable, progressive budget, one that supports our people and supports the continued growth in our economy.
Yes, but let's come back to the windfall tax, 14 billion euros. What's stopping you from deciding now that you're going to spend it on housing?
I think, to be fair, most people would understand that government would firstly assess the decision, and we will, as a collective, decide how best that monies can be invested and should be invested. We're investing significantly in housing already. Certainly, I think from my own perspective, it would make absolute sense that with this additional windfall, that in the future we would look at how we would invest that in infrastructure, including in housing as well. We're investing this year the highest amount that we've ever done as a state in housing, and thankfully we're seeing a significant increase in the output in housing across all 10 years.
Yes, but with house prices,
significant challenges still remain, and I'm acutely aware of that. Sorry, Gavin, excuse me.
With house prices rising faster than wages and inflation, with rent rising much faster than wages and inflation, with almost 15,000 people in emergency accommodation, what's stopping you from using that 14 billion euros and promising to do something with it now?
Well, no one has said this. I think, to be fair, government have to consider the judgment and consider how that additional tax revenue will be used. But that does not stop us from continuing the progress that is being made. We will. When I took over as minister in 2020, we were building about 20,000 homes a year. I expect this year we'll deliver close to 40,000, delivering social homes at a scale that we haven't seen in over 50 years, and affordable homes for the first time in a generation. But yes, and you're correct, still significant challenges remain. And I would, as Minister for Housing, of course, when government are sitting down and discussing how these additional funds will be allocated and how they would be invested, of course housing will be central to that. My main focus at the moment is ensuring that we have a very strong housing budget on the 1st of October. And I'm working collectively with government on that, insofar as ensuring additional investment for next year to continue the housing output that we're doing, to support our first-time buyers, to support home ownership, and to continue to tackle the challenges that remain in the housing sector.
Your government colleague wants a doubling of stamp duty on bulk buying of houses. Your party leader said he was surprised that Neil Richmond didn't wait for a review to be done. And now we find out that the review which your government had looked for didn't recommend any rise from the 10% rate. Are you just going to leave it alone now?
I've always said that matters around the banning of bulk buying, which I brought in the planning changes on, actually, which have worked very well in 2021. Over 50,000 homes have now been prevented from bulk purchases. That was the planning element that has worked. The stamp duty element, which we agreed at 10% back in 2021, is in place too. And we had always agreed as a government that any changes to that would be on foot of the review that was initiated by Minister Michael McGrath. Well, I've had no discussions with Minister Richmond on this one way or the other, but it's something that we've always said that we would keep under review. I think the most important element of it is actually the planning changes, and those planning changes have worked. We've dealt with some small legacy issues pre the changes in planning in 2021, but like I've seen now, like over 50,000 homes with conditions on those newly granted homes that they're for single purchasers only, and that has been a very, very significant change that has actually worked.
Another report out this week questioning housing targets. This one from Goodbody Stockbrokers on Monday, saying that the draft national planning framework doesn't take into account just how fast the population is growing. Now, you've already had two big reports on housing targets this year from the Housing Commission and the ESRI, all urgently, to use their own words, recommending higher housing targets to meet the country's needs. The data is there, Minister. When are you going to set a more realistic target for how many houses the country needs?
Well, firstly, the focus is on continuing the increase in housing delivery, and we're doing that significantly. Since we came into government, we've delivered about 116,000 new homes, and we need to do more, and this year will be a significant year in additional housing output, like nearly a doubling of the output on new homes since 2020. I've always been very clear, when I took over as minister, we were dealing with 10 years of very significant housing undersupply, and there remains a pent-up demand that's there, an unmet demand from that period, and also the growth in population will feed into the review that we're doing in relation to new targets. That's why I put out the National Planning Framework in draft form. That's a very significant piece of work, and I've been very clear with people that we will set forward the new planning targets in the autumn of this year.
I think when I spoke to you in July, after those two big reports had already been released, that you said September, October. So are you ready to do it?
Now? It will be in the coming weeks. I always said in the autumn we will meet that deadline that I set for ourselves.
What's taking you so long?
Well, I think if you look, let's say, take the ESRI report as well. This is not just a simple issue. There were 12 different scenarios that they outlined in relation to what housing targets should be. I've assessed the Housing Commission report and indeed others that are there. And I was very clear with you in July and with the general public that we would be considered in our approach on that. And we want to set out revised targets between now and 2030, which we will do. But in the meantime, we can't take our eye off the ball. We've got to continue to ensure that we're delivering more homes, that we're supporting home buyers. That's why the announcement and the decision I got from government yesterday in relation to the further expansion of the First Home Shared Equity Scheme is so important. An additional 200 million between ourselves and the banks to support first-time buyers, 5,500 of whom have actually been approved under this scheme that didn't exist 2 years ago. A real support for people who want to buy their own homes whilst we're continuing output on social housing and cost rental. So it will be in the coming weeks, to answer you directly. And, you know, a lot of work has gone into that to ensure that we have robust housing targets that can be stood over and that are the decisions are based on real information that we've received following a consideration of the number of reports that you've actually mentioned.
Darragh O'Brien, Minister for Housing, thank you.